Hour two, Eric Lee Show, Nick Smith, downtown Decatur, and of course, hour two all week long, courtesy of Borey Law Offices. Borey Law, downtown Decatur themselves, 225 South Main Street. Head on South Main, right on through downtown, crossover Wood, and you look west, and there's Borey Law inside the Buick building there. You want to pop in and give Andy a visit. They specialize in bankruptcy, family law, get the will updated. Of course, some things like divorce and child placement, real estate law. Got you covered for a lot of things. It's a lot of things you will wish you didn't have to call a lawyer for, but if you need them, they're going to help you through the process. Borey Law Offices in practice over 30 years, 422-2400, 422-2400. And it's the top of hour two, first or third Tuesday of the month. Time for Unlisted. Chris Harrison and Brandon Barney stays in Main Place Real Estate. Zane Peterson out there getting that certification.
That's right.
If he passed.
He's out west. Yep.
If he didn't pass, he could try again tomorrow.
He might he might still be in the test right now because I texted him. He is in San Diego sitting for the test for the CCIM. So I was telling you guys when I did it, I was in the test, and you're completely disconnected. No Wi-Fi. They'll come by and check. No phones. Everything shut off. It was 5.5 hours that I walked out.
Wow.
So it's pretty intense. So he must still be in.
That's a certified commercial investment member. And obviously you got to go all the way to San Diego for it.
Well, they rotate with the national conference. Like I went in the spring.
You have to go to the
national conference. San Antonio.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, but you got to travel. This isn't something you just jump online.
Right. I did classes in Dallas, Atlanta, Chicago, and then the test in San Antonio.
Wow.
Zane went to Fort Myers, Chicago. I think he did quite a few in Chicago, and then now San Diego.
And remind, this is going to give you three in your office or your firm.
Correct.
The only three in town, too, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
So this just gives you a huge leg up with all this business stuff we've talked about.
Yeah, mainly on the investment side, as we talk about, you know, people having cash they want to invest for whether it be retirement or pension funds, different things, or just want to, you know, sometimes have settlements or something or some business. That's what we're here to help them keep that money growing.
Good. And this Brandon, is that in the cards for you someday?
I don't know yet. We're still still getting the feet wet with the residential side, but
wait, see what happens with your other nine jobs.
Yeah. Let's just throw it on there. No. I mean, it's always something you can take a look at. Right now, we've just been focusing on residential. A lot of leads coming in, help people buy and sell houses. So. It's been good. I think I'm up to 6 closes this month. So,
yeah, that's awesome. Green signs are getting, well, more and more out there, but less and less if you just keep closing.
Yeah, they're closing.
Yeah.
That's definitely right. And are you at 3 months, 4 months now?
The end of this month will be 3 months.
3 months, yeah. So having a good amount of closings in the first 3 months. So.
Yeah, so staying busy. People are moving. People are
absolutely
on the move.
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing people leaving, coming, both?
Upgrading? Both, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just Friday night, we had a family in from Florida, actually.
Great.
So,
yeah, I had somebody, part of them was from California, another one just a couple hours out, but moving to town for a job. So,
that's good to hear. Good stuff.
So the cycle's moving in, out, and across town.
Well, the topic today is on tax assessment, which I know nothing about. So it's kind of on you, but you're telling me this is a hot topic.
Right. I was going to say, we followed up a very engaging conversation on interest rates and bond markets with notices from the Macon County Supervisor of Assessments.
Okay.
So
got one in the mail this week.
There you go.
So this is new then. This is new people are receiving.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, every year you will receive it.
Oh, it's expected.
You
okay.
Probably received one too. Or Katie did.
Well, I don't own that house. Katie got it. I don't know if she knows what she's looking at either, but so you're telling me that things are on the move then.
Well, so what this is annually, the supervisor assessments provides an update to your assessment of your home.
Okay.
So how much real estate tax you pay has two components. One is the tax rate, which the rate is made up of, depending on where you're at in the city, county. There can be anywhere from 10 to 12 different taxing bodies from the county to the school district to the park district to the city, sanitary district, all these different components add up to your tax rate.
Okay.
Then that rate is applied to what your tax assessment is.
Okay.
So your assessment is what the county believes your property to be worth, and that basis what they'll tax it at. So and those do adjust quite a bit, actually, and that's what's got people excited.
Are those worth figures based on sales?
Correct.
Of homes in the area. Yep. So I mean, it's a believable system that it's not just a
getting
gutted by the government.
In some areas, they go up or down. Naturally, you don't hear too many people taking to Facebook to go, "Hey, my taxes went down."
Yeah.
You hear from the ones that go, "My taxes doubled." In reality, probably when you hear someone say they doubled, probably what happened was there are two components of your valuation. There's the land and lot valuation, and then your building valuation. So okay. What is the dirt, the location worth versus what is the house worth?
Okay.
A lot of times, I think most recently we've seen the lot and land go up for the most case. And we dealt with this in the Hickory Point Township last year. They dealt with this a lot where they had a lot of land that had not been reassessed. And land in that area had gotten valuable, but it had not gotten reassessed. So even if something had not sold, the assessor had not kept up with moving those assessments. So
okay. They
did a little sort of a catch-up, I guess you'd call it.
And that hurt.
Yep. So a lot of people noticed them. So, I think in looking at some of these assessments that we've gotten to, I think there's been some of that on the land side, that there's been some catch up on the land side. Now on the building side, the home side, we see up and down in those. And sometimes those downward moves are because of sales in the area that are happening. And there are some statutes that say the counties.
What do you think the building decreases in price?
What's that?
Wouldn't you think the building, the structure would always decrease in price unless they...
Not necessarily in value. It depends on what it's selling for.
Okay.
You know, and again, what it costs to build a home here versus what it sells for, the cost to build and sell is less.
Sure.
But when you get into, the cost to build is higher than what it would sell for, which is why you don't see a lot of new construction. But when you get into other areas where... the homes are really old, like where I live, my home is 80 years old,
mm-hmm.
That building could become more valuable if more people are buying in that area.
Yeah.
So that tends to be what happens, is if homes are selling for more than they had been assessed for, then those values are going to be going up. A lot of times we'll go to sell a home and we'll look at a home and they'll say, "Well, my home's worth 120. And I'll say, "Well, your taxes say it's worth $100,000.
Sure.
So even though homes are worth more, there are still tax assessments out there that are lower. So you got to kind of be careful sometimes when you're selling a home and your tax assessments are low. You want that assessment to stay lower.
With the exception of them falling behind and not raising them at a gradual pace so they do it all at once, which you should have been paying probably more every year anyway if they would have gradually done it right. So, I mean, you get to the same... and you may have saved some dollars over the years. What else is there to get mad about? Because you said, you know, people can get a little heated, but is that pretty much just it? Other than that, people expect this?
Or is it
just like everything? They expect that the government's raising these numbers only so they can get into your pocket more? Is that
correct?
That the common complaint?
They're out to get me.
I think it's a bit of a double-edged sword. Obviously,
in
the market to sell, you want your price.
Yeah, you want
value,
right? You want
values to go up.
Yeah.
But then you don't want the assessor to see the value in... So they're out right now, and you know, I talked throughout Nextdoor's kind of app. I've seen comments out there about people already wanting to challenge their assessments, and so there is a process to do that. If you've got your bill and you're interested, you have 30 days from the publication date, and on your assessment it'll say when it was published in the Herald and Review. Mm-hmm. This one we're looking at. What's the date?
The 13th.
So.
And I think Decatur Township was on the 13th, was when they all ran.
So from till November 13th, you have the opportunity to file a appeal. What that looks like is basically doing your research to determine either the equity or market value price. So market value price, obviously, more on sales of the home. Equity is comparing to comparable properties in your area. As the owner, have to get all that information.
Okay.
You can't go to the county and say, "Hey, pull this." You have to do your research, find it, provide examples, you submit it to them. They'll review it, and there is three choices. They'll either come back to you and said, "Hey, we agree," nothing, and then you don't have to do anything else. So they'll readjust it. The second option is that they can send you a response what they think the property is worth, and then you have 10 days to come back to them in written appeal. All this has to be done by mail to approve it. And then third, they could set a hearing date where then you come in and gives you the opportunity to fight your case a little bit more.
Gotcha.
And more than just my taxes are too high.
Yeah.
You have to provide the information, the criteria to be able to show, hey, this is not correct.
Do you guys find, like, so say you're going through a home renovation and you get appraised and your house value would go up because you did an addition or whatever. At what point would they adjust? The next time they go around to adjust, or is it tied to, you know, when you get your final inspections and things like that? And then if that's the case, is it prorated? Do you know anything along the lines of the timeline there?
There is a home improvement exemption. So part of that comes when you go to get your permit to do your renovation. And let's say you were putting on a $40,000 addition. There are exemptions. Yep, and Brandon pulled it up here as far as the home improvement.
25, I think.
Yeah, so up to $25,000, you could have a reduction of your assessed value. Now, I believe, and I don't think it lays out here, I believe that kind of stair steps down over time. That could be on commercial properties that it does. You know, it's 25 for the first year and stair steps down. I don't think it conveys that here. But it looks like it's up to $25,000 of reduction you could get. And again, that's from your assessed value. That's the other thing is your fair market value could be $100,000. You actually divide that by three to get your assessed value.
That was another question I was going to ask. Is so you take your assessed value and multiply that by three, and that's what they basically say your house is worth.
Divide by three.
Correct. No. Okay.
Reverse engineering is multiplying.
Yeah. Yep.
And then so another question would be if you're looking to sell and you're going to go to Main Place and you're ready to sell, is it worth? Do you guys when you have your appraisers go out or the people that are working on your behalf or with you? Does the assessment factor into that equation at all? Or are they doing their own comps and everything like that?
They're different areas. You know, assessments are obviously a good bottom ground to start at to say, okay, here's what you're assessed at. Okay, we think, you know, up high or low depending on assessment and how accurate it is. But that gives you a starting point to say, okay, if you do nothing, at least you have your assessed value. You could say, well, it might be around that area.
Okay.
Well, then that's when we'll take another step farther and say, okay, here's comparable sales, sold homes in your area that match your house. Here's ones that are currently active listing, what they're priced at. And we use all that data to then compile a report and say, okay, here's based on our data, our research, what we should potentially list.
So they're not directly correlated. It's one ballpark to another ballpark. And you have to write, because what I was wondering is if that factored in heavy, then you would see people want to get reassessed and get the higher assessment in order to inflate it to the appraisers who then give you the comps and everything that comes with it. So really, you're just ultimately saying they're two different things. And if you plan on living in the home, it sounds like you want a lower assessment. And if you're planning on maybe selling, you're looking for higher value. So there you have it.
Right. But then when people go to look at homes, they'll go, wow, those taxes are high.
That's true.
And we do have that at times when you've got a newer home or a home that's been overimproved. They put an addition on or put a pool in or something. And there's one in particular right now that's assessed close to $300,000 and it's on the market for $260,000.
Oh,
you know, so now the taxes are based on a $300,000 home. So there is an additional process. Then once you buy a home, that's over assessed, you can go back and then do an appeal too to also get that value down for yourself.
Okay. Could a homeowner in that scenario during the 30 days make a case that, hey, you guys have assessed me way higher than what the value, the market is saying I could even dream of doing? Is that a compelling case to get lower taxes?
That's absolutely this window.
That's exactly what you're talking about.
That people have right now. As they can come in and go, look, the one down the street, it's basically the same house, and this is what it sold for. And, you know, they could even say, hey, I've talked to an agent, and they've provided these comps and said, if I were to go on the market right now, this is what I would go on the market for. This is what I would sell for. You've got me over-assessed by 15%. And then it goes to the appeal process, right, to the board.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And the last question I had that sort of ties to this, but ventures down the selling route. If you live in a neighborhood that nobody is selling their houses, right, and you have to expand that ring for appraisals and stuff, can that kind of hurt if there's no comps directly related to your neighborhood?
It doesn't necessarily hurt. It just makes it a little more difficult to draw that direct comparison. And we have that quite often where, you know, if somebody's in Home Park or they're in the West End, I mean, the right house, I can take a West End comp and compare it to a Home Park listing.
Okay.
You know, and those are
neighborhood-ish kind of thing.
You know, even year of construction, style of home, mm-hmm. whether it be a ranch or a bi-level or mm-hmm. you know, a two-story, even a two-story in Home Park compared to a two-story in the West End. Yeah, you know, the right streets you're comparing, you can absolutely do that.
Okay, and I'm going to take it one step further. If you have a weird sell in your neighborhood, somebody sells their house to their son or something for like $15,000 and it goes on record, the house down the street, it's two of the same, but this one sold for $15,000. Does that hurt your job trying to sell the house down the street that's clearly worth maybe 100 and not close to 15? Those weird sales that, you know, maybe somebody died, you know, who knows what, how did they play in?
That's part of our job too in the valuation, is to know if it is a weird sale, why was it a weird sale? To kind of know the neighbors, mm-hmm. and know, well, that was, you know, she sold it to her son, or it was an estate sale, or it was an auction and the house was really green and yellow, mm-hmm. and it needed a ton of updating, and naturally it's not a true comparable. Another factor we see are foreclosures.
Okay. That would be a perfect example.
Still something we see quite a bit, you know, where it's been sitting for 3 years. The yard was grown up. There's, you know, animals in the attic, and it sells for $20,000 in, you know, what would be $120,000 neighborhood. That's going to impact it. That is going to also impact the assessed value. There are, you know, the assessor, you know, they don't just willy-nilly come out and say, mm-hmm. let's just start raising these rates. There are some situations where they go, you know, we have to lower these assessments because everything else around them are selling lower also, and those incrementally have to move them down.
Awesome. That's a lot of information. And a lot of people are getting these envelopes in the last few days, or will be getting them in the coming weeks. And
you don't sound like you're complaining.
Well, it's weird because you look at the numbers and you go, man, it can't be worth just that. And really, you got to multiply it by three. Oh, I'm like, okay. How is that even possible, man? Come on.
Right.
So to be truthful, I'm going to probably save 58 cents per payment in next year.
Well, that's a good point too. And Chris brought up off air was the assessed value adjusts your taxes that you pay, obviously, which then adjusts your escrow payment as mm-hmm. well. If you've got an escrow going on, at some point there's going to be a catch up because it's your taxes potentially went up if they did, depending on how your assessed value went, or up or down. It could be a catch up where you're now gonna have to pay more, or they'll drop it because now you're paying less. So that's just another piece of it that you have to watch on to, and usually your mortgage lender will send that information out at certain times. But yeah, it all affects obviously the bottom dollar.
And would it help people to call Main Place if they're maybe not for sure they're going to sell or buy, to bring the letter they get? Could you guys walk them through it and see if it, you know, helps them make their decision to sell or you know, make a move?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's definitely what we do.
All right. I figured as much because I didn't know what I was talking about until you came in.
Yeah, that was deep. Can we talk about haunted houses next week or something?
Yes, please.
We dug in there. We gave you a heads up. You could have like Googled this and go to marketwatch.com and check it out.
Yeah, I wasn't going to learn all that in an afternoon.
You just did.
I just learned it. It's all stuff I kind of know. I just didn't know the language to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I at least understood, but I've just never been a house owner that looks at that stuff. So we all got a little differently. That's our Main Place Real Estate, guys. Main Place Real Estate on Facebook, mainplace.us.
You got it.
Is your website. And, you know, we get deep into the stuff. We talk about the commercial side of it, but just flat out buy or sell your next home. Give you guys a holler.
Too. Absolutely. 422-3335.
422-3335. We're going to take it up to our break here in about 30 seconds. Brandon Barney, good hanging out.
Thanks.
See you again. Look forward to it. Chris Harrison, hopefully things went well for Zane. He'll just stay out there until he passes it, though, right?
Probably. He's in San Diego. Why wouldn't he?
Good point. You know, I believe that stands for a whale. Oh, no. That's... no, philosophers don't know what it stands for, really. Doesn't it mean San Diego? Agree to disagree. That's all Anchorman, in case nobody. Whale's
nope,
vagina.
Not here.
I love it.
You're not on Anchorman? Not an Anchorman
no,
guy?
Don't have that one.
I just don't remember
things like that, like that long.
Well, when you don't remember things like what we just talked about, but you remember quotes from movies, that happens.